You know, we're coming right up on Halloween. You know, the different trick-or-treating events going on, like tonight in Junction City, as long as we don't get some kind of torrential mess to wash out their all-treats day thing. And then Bewitching and West Loop coming up, and then the traditional Halloween thing. And, of course, everybody doing their Halloween parties. You know, that's probably something we're more familiar with than, you know, trick-or-treating. I've been so far removed from my trick-or-treating days, I can hardly relate anymore.
That's okay.
Yeah. But a friend of mine invited me to this Halloween party tomorrow night. And I go, I don't know, man. It's a costume party? Okay. Well, I don't have a costume. I don't foresee me taking the time to go and get a costume or anything like that before tomorrow night. And I have a feeling I'm going to be pretty run down by tomorrow night. Got a lot of things going on with the radio station, being out and about and whatnot. And I just don't see me having all that much energy then. So I was like, no, that's okay. Like, but don't you realize how many girls are going to be out and how easy they are on Halloween? I was like, whoa, what? And he went on to explain this theory that he has, that on Halloween, girls put on their costumes, then suddenly they have no inhibitions at all, and they're just trampsing around. I'm like, I don't know about that, man. Some of the better theories we've heard this morning, I think, are like the one guy who said, well, some girls who maybe a little bit more promiscuous are just more apparent on Halloween because they'll dress more in character than they normally do. And so then you might think, okay, that girl's wearing a devil horror outfit or something like that. So suddenly, you know, you may think that's more attainable and you go for it and whatever, right?
Yep.
Another girl had an interesting thing. She called and said she was reading a study on the Ku Klux Klan that said the Klan members, you know, without the hoods and everything are relatively normal seeming. Put the hoods on them and watch out. You know, they have that disguise, and so they're a little bit more free to do what they will. So what do you think? What do you think about this theory? 539-9750 or 238-0975. In his words, girls, are they easy on Halloween? Go ahead. What do you think?
Yes, hello. I think it's a double standard.
How so?
Well, for example, you can say like a woman could be easier on Halloween, but then you'll see men who wear revealing outfits or attractive outfits.
Well, the difference is, though, is like I don't think, you know, a lot of times we don't know what's going on in women's heads, but I don't think they're like behind the scenes. Like, for example, my friend saying girls are easy. I don't think they're saying guys are easier on Halloween, right?
Well, me and my girlfriend Angela, we've discussed that before.
Really?
Yeah, like, oh dear, last year we were at this Halloween party and there was a gentleman there, a very attractive young man, and he had a guitar in hand and the shoulder strap on, and he was walking around. He was dressed as John Mayer.
Whoa.
Oh, yes, and I just think that John Mayer is so attractive, and this gentleman just really, really looked like John Mayer, and I don't think that it's fair to characterize women as being the only ones who are guilty here in this thing. And I was just thinking about that John Mayer outfit. Excuse me, I've got to wipe. Goodbye.